Welcome back to the Status Bro on 1190 AM and streaming on iHeartRadio and the iHeartRadio app. I am your host, Kevin Ebeling, joined as always with Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Hey, how's it going?
Our other co-host, Andrew.
How's it going, Brony Soprano?
And had a lot of stuff going on in the last week, particularly today. I had a bad day.
Really?
Yeah.
My day was all right. What went wrong with your day?
I told you a little bit about it.
Yeah, I heard you slept in. That's kind of cool.
Well, that was fun. But how I have really, really compact parking spaces in my complex. You guys all have seen this.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
They're like ridiculous.
They're all made for Priuses. It's nuts.
Closer than smart cars.
Yeah, you'd have trouble parking a golf cart in there.
And yeah, so I guess I pulled into a spot, and they're separated by these real thin poles. Oh, it looks like we have a visitor. Somebody decided to join the show. Yeah, why don't you go ahead and get that, since we're not doing a broadcast or anything. I'm guessing this is our producer, Ryan, showing up late.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, hey, there he is.
How you doing?
Wow, perfect timing. Our producer, Ryan, everyone, here just in time to throw off my train of thought.
Hey,
Zach, why don't you grab a chair for him real quick? Anyway. So I pulled into this spot, super tight, a pole on each side. Car wasn't there when I pulled in to my left of me. But later there was a car, so it was a real tight squeeze. I put my car in reverse, I'm backing out just like normal, and the pole rips off my side view mirror. I mean, I'm just backing out, about to go to Fuzzy's before work, and just hear this crunch and look over, and yeah, my mirror is gone.
Just gone.
Yeah, just gone. So yeah, that kind of was a bummer.
Yeah.
That kind of threw off my day.
Well, could you still drive with it, or was it like on the ground?
Well, you see, I rendered it undrivable for the time because it was, it's a power mirror, so it's connected by cords. So there's just a piece of glass dangling. So if I drive around, it's going to be smacking around against my car, or it's going to fly off and hit and kill someone. I don't know.
Yeah.
So I just had a coworker give me a ride to work.
Did you try the actual power mirror to see if it still like turns?
No, there's no way it would move.
All right.
It's just hanging there.
Well, if it's dangling by the wires, I figured maybe it still works.
What's like the best case scenario or something like that?
Well, if it still works, you can go to get it fixed. At least they won't have to like replace it or fix the wires or anything. It'll just like, oh yeah, we'll just glue it on.
Well, I never used the power mirror thing anyway.
Yeah, I guess.
Who really uses that thing?
Mine aren't power mirrors. Mine I got to turn by hand, which means if I did that, it would be straight on the ground. I'd probably drive in halfway down the road, and I'd look over and be gone.
Yeah.
I think I've had my truck for over 10 years now, and I have not a single time adjusted the mirrors. Is that like a thing that people do?
I think I adjusted mine once, and then once I was comfortable with the setting, I moved on with my life.
Yeah, I don't think I don't adjust mine.
All right, well, how was everyone else's week? Anybody else got anything earth-shattering they want to share with me to start off the show this week?
My sleep schedule's been drastically changed this week.
Oh, yeah, you had to do the 5 a.m. shift.
Yeah, the morning... I'm running the morning gauntlet now.
Oh, that sucks. AJ, anything new at work?
No, same old, same old.
Good deal. Now, everybody's been... there's been this craze going on with the Ice Bucket Challenge. How many of you guys have engaged in that so far?
I did it.
Ryan, our producer is now here. Say hello, Ryan.
Hey, guys.
Did you do the Ice Bucket Challenge?
I didn't, but I saw you guys' video.
Oh, okay.
Did you laugh?
A little bit, yeah.
Did you donate?
No.
I didn't donate.
Somebody's going to nominate him eventually. Everybody gets nominated.
I should have nominated him.
Yeah,
I don't know why I didn't even think of that.
I didn't think of it either.
Sorry, Ryan.
I was going to nominate Andrew, but I'm like, he just won't do it. That's what I thought he'd
If I could figure out a way to do it, like to actually film it, I probably would. But
yeah.
Well, I mean, you guys come over
film students. Y'all have cameras and stuff. I do not.
I mean, I just use my iPhone. You can come and do it in my pool if you want. That's what I did.
Yeah, sure. I'll do it.
All right. Well, moving forward from the ALS thing, I don't really know why how that raises awareness or how it's helping them get donations, but apparently it's working.
Well, I think it's about getting it out there, man. Those videos get views, and then people watch it and go, huh, ALS, I'll look into that.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Oh, okay.
Well, the guy who started it, though, he's dead, so, I mean, there's really no point anymore.
Who, Lou Gehrig?
Too soon, man.
A little
too
off color. All
right, I'm sorry. I didn't. The guy who started the video trend, right? That's the thing.
That is correct.
Okay.
All right. Now I have a little bit of a. We can move on from the ALS thing. I'm pretty much done with it.
Little Gehrig's disease. That's still a thing.
That's ALS.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Raising awareness. Lou Gehrig's disease.
ALS and Lou Gehrig's disease are one and the same.
Well, I guess it's working because I had no idea.
Yeah.
There you go. You're aware now. All right. I had a little bit of a. I had a little bit of a game. Not really a game, but more of an article that I kind of wanted to throw into a game here.
All right.
I want you to guess. I want to figure out what an offense that would you could commit on a woman that would cause this kind of a reaction.
Okay.
Because this woman attempted to throw boiling water on her boyfriend's genitals.
Ooh, really?
Yes.
Out of what, like a boiling pot?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I think so.
All right.
Hold on, let me read the first part of the article without giving it away. The woman in the above photo, you guys can all see. Well, we can post it from our Facebook page. That's, you know, I mean...
She's a looker.
She's definitely not hot.
Yeah.
The woman in the above photo is a 45-year-old Helen Corbett of Newcastle, England, who was sentenced to 15 months jail time for throwing a pot of boiling water at the groinal area of her boyfriend, 46-year-old Peter Bailey. Thankfully, she missed and only hit his leg. Oh, yeah, because I'm sure that feels great. Or it would have been the worst ice bucket challenge fail ever. So the real question is, what do you think this dude did to deserve such a reaction?
Forgot her birthday.
I'm gonna go cheating.
I would have thought cheating, but still, I mean, cheating really? Is that enough to try to boil off a man's?
Well, I mean, clearly the punishment has to. It's got to involve the. You know, the package deal, as it were, right?
I think we've all been around women enough to know that you're never exactly sure what you're going to say that's going to set somebody off, and sometimes the reaction does not seem proportional at all to the offense.
True. Zach's
all
using right. a very logical a logical school of thought here and suggesting that maybe the crime had to do with the guy's penis.
No, AJ's right. That makes a lot of sense.
And looking at that woman, I'm going to guess she's the type that doesn't take much.
You're probably right about
issues,
that.
Maybe?
All right, well, you want to know what she did?
Please.
You want to know what the guy did?
Yes.
Hey, banged her daughter.
Ooh.
Wow, so actually not an overreaction at all. Well done.
No, yeah. That's actually pretty bad.
I was like half right.
Am I a terrible person for thinking at first when I read this article and I'm looking at the picture of the lady and I'm like, is there a picture of the daughter? I wouldn't mind seeing a little comparing, you know, contrast there.
Yeah, you didn't find
it. I wouldn't mind seeing a picture of the newer model because... this lady is not exactly blowing my skirt
up. If I was writing that article, I definitely would have included one. Be like, just for grins, here's what the daughter looks like.
Yeah, I think so. Why not?
Yeah, I mean, why not?
Zach, you had a good... Speaking of, that reminds me. You had a story about a genital-related story as well that we were talking about before the show this week.
I don't even know that we intended to rope
it into the show. We just happened to be talking about it.
Yeah.
And I said, let's get into that.
I mentioned this earlier in the week, and you were surprised that you hadn't heard about it. And I figured... Everybody had heard about it. Maybe it's just me.
I was very surprised. It seems like something that would be making more headlines.
Yeah, a Croatian man was arrested for allegedly abusing his position as a hospital nurse to amass a large collection of human male genitalia taken from the bodies of dead patients.
Ew.
Yeah, the unnamed 52-year-old man who worked as a registered nurse at a city hospital in Slavonski Brod, was arrested last week on charges of disturbing the deceased. In his apartment, police found a few glass jars full of cash and prizes preserved in formaldehyde. Formaldehyde? Yeah. According to Inserby, the suspect's a family man with no previous criminal records. Not clear what led police to the man and his morbid collection.
What does the guy do with the... what does he do with them? What's the point?
Pickles them? I don't know.
Well, I mean, in formaldehyde, that kind of is what's going on there.
Well, it's kind of strange. You have to wonder... Yeah, he's got to have something else going on, right? That can't be it.
Well, I like following stuff like this. I've always been interested by serial killers and people who do really creepy, perverted things.
Oh, yeah. This guy was a hop, skip, and a jump away from, like, Dahmer quality.
Yeah, except he's, you know, Dahmer was actually murdering people.
Oh, yeah. Well, this guy might have, you know, taken out a couple. Who knows?
No, that was a pretty good one.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that story. Thank you for bringing it to my attention.
Thanks.
Next on my list, I had this is something I actually got from Newslink. Do you guys ever use that? Check out that site?
Newslink.
Yeah, Newslink. You should like their page on Facebook. They have... They have a lot of good stuff.
Mm.
Anyway, these were... I always love these things. Just ridiculously stupid things people post on Facebook.
Of course.
The way they titled it, too, I thought was a little bit clever. We only got about 2 minutes. I'll get through it as fast as I can. I'll get through a couple of them anyway. 18 people who will make you question mankind.
18 people to question mankind. All right. I'll bite.
And it's all stuff like that I would think these exact same things when I see them on Facebook. Like this guy just posing with his shirt off and his tighty-whitey sticking up over his jeans with his arms crossed and says, can you handle this much sexy? That guy putting that on Facebook does kind of make me question mankind.
Yeah. Those look like Hanes or Fruit of the Loom. You can probably tell.
Anyway, there's a comment that says, I think I can handle all that sex, grandson looking. Good, love you, grandma.
His grandma commented on it?
The lack of punctuation here is confusing me. I think I can handle all that sexy, grandson. Looking good. Love you, grandma.
What does that
just mean? Seeing the picture alone would have made me question mankind, but his grandma telling him he looks sexy.
Yeah, the whole family's messed up.
The whole thing is just absolutely terrible. Hold on. I'm kind of trying to vet these as I go here, because some of them aren't as good as I thought originally today.
It happens to the best of us.
Let's see. Let's check this one out. I post pictures of my amazing, beautiful daughter and maybe get 5 to 15 likes. I see my friends post pictures of their kids, T-H-E-R-E, and they get 40 to 110 likes. Really? Like, what is so much better about their kids, T-H-E-R-E, than mine? I think it's just the parent that they are friends with, and that's why they like their pictures. I guess, what does it mean? I know I have people who don't like me, but get over it. My daughter should get more likes than me. She's the best.
That's kind of sad.
It really is kind of.
Yeah.
She must have some really ugly kids.
Yeah, maybe. There's got to be maybe a couple of issues in the gene pool there. Maybe they're really nice. Who knows? Maybe they've gone undiscovered.
Yeah, but I can't believe they're even talking about people who do get that many likes. What's more obnoxious than people constantly posting kids with their pictures on Facebook? I can't stand it.
Everybody does it on Facebook.
Is it just that so many people do it, or is it just because of my age that I'm getting older and more people have kids that it's just happening more often?
No, they all assume their children are much more interesting to people not really affiliated with them than they actually are.
Everyone on Earth thinks that people want to see pictures of their kids doing everything.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Which, don't get me wrong, I mean, everybody wants to take pictures of those, but yeah, not everybody wants to see them. Good Lord.
Mike, I have cousins and people in my family who do this. One of my cousins posted 43 pictures from the safety fair.
What's the safety fair?
Exactly! Who needs to see 43 pictures of children at the safety fair?
Yeah.
A little bit overkill, in my opinion. Anyway.
43 pictures of kids not getting hurt.
It's Ryan's last show this week. We have a couple things planned for him. We have a bunch of stuff in the works for the next half, but I'm going to go ahead and take a quick break. You're listening to The Status Bro on 1190 AM.
Stick around for more Bro Show here on 1190 AM.
And we're back on The Status Bro on 1190 AM KFXR, also streaming on the iHeartRadio app and iHeart.com. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling. Joined with me, as always,
Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Our other co-host,
Andrew Shredgren.
And for the last time for a while, our producer, Ryan. Say hello.
Hey, guys.
Now, Ryan's been on the show for a while as our producer, but he's moving on to other things.
Greener pastures.
Bigger, hopefully. Better things.
Yeah.
And
what are you talking about? This? How could I ever?
Well, you're moving on, is all I'm saying.
It's okay. True.
I mean, I assume you'll be back at least a couple times. I'm sure you will.
Hopefully.
But really what I wanted to do is, and I know you're probably going to decline, but I had to offer, because as of now, you will be the only existing Status Bro cast member ever to not get tased.
That is true.
So I thought, you know, maybe you want to go ahead and bite the bullet, get it out of the way once and for all.
Being your last show,
or you can brush it off. It's up to you, man.
You know, we're not in college anymore. This may be your last chance ever to get tased.
That's right.
Besides actually like committing a felony.
You could go to Ferguson.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm done talking about Ferguson today.
Yeah, really.
What do you think?
I mean, since you've been so persistent... I'll do it. Yeah, sure.
He will do it.
Really?
All right. Everyone, let's give Ryan a round of applause for his bravery and how eccentric he is tonight. Yeah, I'm blown. I'm taken back. And
I think we need to do it right meow before he changes his mind.
Yeah, all
right, let's do it.
Now, keep in mind, you may not be getting a full zap, as we have not used this in a very, very long time.
Which is probably for the best.
I don't even remember the last time we used this thing.
I feel good about that.
Yeah, I feel pretty good about it, too. Who would you like to administer your tasing, or you can do it yourself?
I don't think we can allow a self-tasing.
Yeah, I don't think nobody else has ever done
that. We've
never
done a self-tasing.
You're right. I don't know why I haven't offered that.
Yeah.
Just trying to be courteous.
Hey, whoever wants to do it, let's do it.
I think Zach should do it.
All right, I'll do it.
All right. Can you, let's sort of adjust your mic real quick to where we can try to get Ryan in here.
Yeah, sure.
And Ryan can come over
like
here.
A stand-up motion.
Kind of invade y'all's personal space a little bit, because it is a tight squeeze in our new studio.
Right.
All right. Zach, you are very familiar with how this device works, right? You don't need a tutorial.
No.
All right.
I'm set.
Well, it should be ready to go.
Need a little jumping room.
Why don't you go ahead and just give it a quick tap just to make sure it's still live. There we go.
Yeah, that sounds like a taser.
That sure sounds
now,
like
remember,
a taser to me.
Ryan, these are terrestrial airwaves.
Correct.
Yes.
Your reaction cannot be a violation.
Take it easy.
Because everyone's initial reaction is to shout a curse word.
Right.
Me being a huge offender in that case.
Yeah, no. And we could,
I always do.
We could bleep it, but we don't want to.
Right.
That sounds, you know, inauthentic.
But it will not be the end of the world. I have to bleep you on this because it's, you know, it's an unpleasant thing.
All right.
I'll try my best.
Ryan?
Well, I think he should stand in front of you where he's in the mic.
Yeah.
Right here?
Yeah.
I'm assuming he would like to do one of his buttock cheeks.
Yeah, right
it's,
there,
it's,
buddy.
That's,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the standard place.
All right.
And keep in mind, you can tell... Make sure you get the mic up to you. You can tell Zach when you want him to go. He'll touch you first, and then you tell him when to go. That's the general way we do it,
like
right?
You can do like a 1-2-3 number, or however you'd like.
Yeah, 1-2-3. It will do like the Lethal Weapon going back and forth. Like, is it 1-2-3 or 1-2-3 go? Whichever you'd like. However you want it to. It's dealer's choice.
Just go. Just go.
Just do it?
Just go.
All right.
I you know
it comes up a bit.
That was
Attaboy, took it like a champ.
It is a little bit of a bummer doing it on radio and not being able to express your full discomfort because of FCC regulation. But visually, it was still fantastic. I promise. For anyone watching Ustream, I'm sure they enjoyed it. Let's give Ryan another round of applause.
Man.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you.
And thank you very much for your tenure on the show.
Yeah, no problem, man.
It has been a pleasure.
All right, now, we still got quite a bit left of the show, a couple things I want to get into. But first up, I want to do our Skill of the Week, which is a bit that I know a couple people were, you know, were down on. But I think that I was going through here and thumbing through, and I think a lot of them are not very good. Mm. But today I spent a good amount of time on the toilet, and I vetted them very thoroughly, I believe.
All right.
So I have three to pick from, as always.
Okay.
Ryan, you can be in on this vote. All right. Here are three skills for the modern man. We discuss one each week, but we vote from a pool of three. The first one is, what do I do when a one-night stand is over? First pick. Number two, how do I pick someone up in a bar? Or number three, what do I do if a cop stops me for drunk driving? What do you guys want to hear? My vote's for drunk driving, for sure.
Drunk driving.
Drunk driving.
Ryan?
Yeah.
Not that it matters. I mean, the majority vote here is already...
Yeah, let's go for that.
All right, cool. Do drunk driving. And I almost feel like there should be a disclaimer before this.
There isn't?
Hold on, let me see.
Yeah, I would be surprised if
I would think
wasn't.
The first thing they say is, don't drink and drive, but here's our advice.
Yeah. Well, if there's not a disclaimer, I guess that's our disclaimer. Don't drink and drive.
And no one wants to admit that, but almost no one can deny the fact that there have probably been times where you got behind the wheel where you later thought that you probably shouldn't have.
That of course.
I almost think any consenting adult who enjoys partaking in the consumption of alcoholic beverages from time to time has found themselves in that situation.
Well, yeah,
one where they thought later, maybe I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, no. There have been plenty of times when I've, you know, had a couple, thought I'm fine, gotten home, and then thought, you know, maybe I am just a tad over.
Maybe I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to be safe.
All right. Well, here's what it says. There's also trying to talk my way out of a ticket, but I don't care about that. The drunk driving one is much more interesting. Clearly something very serious is going on outside. I'm sure everyone
heard
that.
Was that a car horn?
I think it was a car horn.
Maybe it was a drunk driver.
If they're getting pulled over, I can run down and give them a few tips. All right. Skill number 321. What if a cop stops me for drunk driving? The officer has already stopped you on a probable cause for DWI. He or she does not have to get a positive reading on an alcohol content measuring test to take you in. So take the breath test. This is what I would do, first of all, I would say. You're only making more trouble for yourself, I think, if you refuse.
Really?
Yeah, they will take you to jail, and they'll suspend your license, and then they'll give you a blood test, and you'll probably fail that.
I think not cooperating with the police, no matter what, is always just going to put you in hotter water than you would have been otherwise.
Hmm. I have a close friend of mine who's...
I don't need to bat the bee's nest, you know?
Dad is a lawyer, and he always said, take the blood test. He's like, don't do the breathalyzer. Just don't. He's like, if you get to the station and you feel like it, do it, but...
I've heard both ways,
like, really?
And I think personally, my first instinct is just to cooperate.
I've heard that if you refuse and they end up having to give you the blood test, because you refused in the field, you still lose your license for X amount of time, and they are going to tow your vehicle. You got to pay the impound fee and such.
Yeah.
So, and there's a good chance you'll fail the blood test as well, depending on how wasted you are.
Well, yeah, you are wasting taxpayer dollars. I mean, come on.
I would think that, I mean, you're going to end up... you're just making it worse on yourself.
You're probably right.
So that's what they're saying. They're saying don't refuse. They say
just do the blood test or breathalyzer test.
Refusing a breath test is grounds for suspending your license in most places. In some states, you can go to jail. Mm. If you haven't been drinking, explain your erratic driving as best you can. Well, you know what? This kind of...
If you haven't been drinking, doesn't that kind of defeat the purpose?
Yeah.
Okay, it just says, if you haven't been drinking, still take the breathalyzer, which I would probably do, and any other test a cop asks you to take. Of course, if you haven't been drinking, you'd say, sure, I'll do a field sobriety test. I'm not doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
It's funny. It's like to explain the erratic driving. I wonder, what would happen if you were pulled over in a circumstance where, say, you're driving a car and you're with a female. Maybe she was performing a service while you're driving.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, that could
like
be erratic
changing the
driving.
Radio?
But what I... All I'm asking is, what kind of hot water does that land you in?
I think that's distracted driving.
That's a real
it
thing?
It is a crime, absolutely, yeah.
Public indecency.
I think it'll slap her with a seatbelt ticket. I mean, say it was something of a sexual nature. Is that lewd conduct? Is that something like that?
Mm. Yeah, I'm sure it's got to be a multitude of things.
Disturbing the peace?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think a cop might just let you roll. Probably not. Depends on the cop.
Maybe you can just tell him that she wasn't even that good at it, man. I was paying attention to the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was actually just a really good song on the radio is what distracted my driving.
That would be a great encounter, though. Cop rolls up and he's like, it's funny. I only saw one person in the car from behind.
Well, I have an article that I was reading during the break that I thought was pretty good. Only because it relates to me personally. I make no money at work. So that's why it immediately piqued my interest. How it says, these are... ways to avoid people knowing that you're broke.
Wait, hold up. That was all the advice it offered?
Yeah. Because
that basically amounted to, you know, put your head between your legs and kiss your ass goodbye. I mean,
just do it.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, there's nothing that I can take away from that is anything I would have done differently in any way.
I guess I was hoping on, like, advice on how to walk the line straight when you're hammered or something, but...
Something more substantive than what Mr. O'Donnell offered.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
They can't all be winners. I enjoyed it, though. Still a good bit.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I'm glad that it was not long-winded with that one, although that's one where a little wind would have been appreciated. I could have used that wind to my advantage.
Yeah, the skill is just do what the officer says. Yeah.
All right, well, like, I got my article on ways to hide, when you're out in public, ways to hide being broke, which, you know, I do like to go out, and I'm always broke,
absolutely.
So I was interested in, but I can go ahead and shelve this for next week, because we're kind of running out of time here, so why don't we jump into Andrew's news, if he's ready.
Okay, some background to the story. Mr. John Koppenhauer, I don't know how to pronounce his name, but he's a mixed martial artist who goes by the name War Machine. Anybody familiar with this guy?
War Machine, like from like Iron Man?
I don't know if that's what he was going for, but in any case, yes. But anyways, he also became a porn star after being very successful in the UFC.
Good okay. for him.
And that's kind of cool. I mean, the UFC guy would be a perfect candidate for porn.
And after shooting 7 films, he was kicked out of both the porn industry and the UFC because he attended an industry party, got wasted, and beat the crap out of a bunch of people.
Okay, well, obviously this guy, I mean, what kind of public behavior can you expect from an MMA fighter turned porn star? And, I mean, that's going to be like a bull in a china shop when you put him anywhere.
I would say, I've read some of this guy's tweets, and his real job is being a professional D-bag. Can we say that actual word?
You can say douchebag.
A professional douchebag who also
happens to fight.
How
many people does it take to throw this guy out of a bar?
More than 7, I guess.
He apparently beat them badly enough that he served 2 years in prison and was recently released. He's now fighting for Bellator and actually dating a girl who he met during his porn days. But the story in question, he... this past Monday, apparently wailed on his girlfriend pretty bad. Bad enough that he put her in the hospital in a coma. And then was apprehended after 2 weeks on the lam, during which he continued to tweet and proclaim his innocence.
Well, obviously this guy sucks on every level of life.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, apparently he's awesome at fighting. I mean, we can establish that.
Well, he's got that going for him. He's probably good at banging chicks. Yeah. I mean, he was in porn.
Yeah, in any case, Christy Mack, who is a very good-looking woman, after she came out of her coma, posted some pictures, and yeah, he definitely Chris Browned that. So,
She was an actress in the industry?
She was.
What
it still is, I believe.
I think what we can really take away from this story is, though, that MMA guys will make good porn stars.
apparently, he's not the only one.
So. I can't speak to any other aspect, societal aspect of their contributions, but for porn, probably. Yeah. Probably
no, they
a
make
good
a living
pick.
Out of giving somebody a pounding.
All right, well, that's all the time we
Ow!
Have. That's all the time we have for this week. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling. Satyam Bud Lewis.
Thanks.
Andrew.
Don't beat up women in that.
And for the last time, for a while anyway, Mr. Ryan Scharfenberg.
No, thanks.
We will see you guys next week on the Status Bro on 1190 AM.